There are not many concertos composed for timpani, but as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Morris Wright has written a work that celebrates the instrument and its often untapped range.
Resounding Drums begins with a movement called Leviathan, referencing a large creature from the sea. Composer Morris Wright.
This is metaphor for our own emotional states, where we always have fears to confront and deep, dark things that are under. It also plays off the notion that the way the timpani's overtones are spaced, it really projects a note that's a little bit lower than is sounding at any one time.
Exploring the timpani's range, history, and melodic nature, Wright wanted his concerto to be full of contrasts.
A lot of it is about drumming and refers to things that drums do well. But a lot of it is also about singing and melody, which is, I think, unusual for the timpani.
A cadenza features the melody in one hand and rhythm in the other. Philadelphia Orchestra principal timpanist Don Liuzzi, for whom the work was written.
I love the cadenza. It's really idiomatically written, but also plenty challenging. He's got a little ostinato in the left hand. Boom, 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 boom. Then I got a melody going on. Boom, 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 boom.
Resounding Drums also recalls the use of the timpani in battle. The concerto is written for an orchestra which includes strings, brass, harp, and woodwinds, as well as cymbals, flexitone, maracas, bells, ratchet, tam-tam, and whip, among other percussion instruments.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.